All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I think they're talking about the big scoreboard.
I don't know. It's what Roberto does. It's his motif, if you will. You know, in the update there, am I alone in this? I'm actually watching that game tonight.
You're definitely not alone
okay,
in that game.
Okay, like
I mean, there are a lot of people because the Wings game is obviously very important.
No, and that's fine, but you can watch multiple things. Do you know how many baseball games I have mixed in with Shawshank Redemption? Okay, like you can watch multiple things.
You sit there, get confused. The manager comes out, and the next thing you know, Dufresne's coming in from the bullpen. I mean, that's what happens sometimes.
We're a simulation of most of the Tiger at bats. It's Dufresne crawling out of the pipe.
Exactly. But tonight, you're right. LSU Iowa is must see TV,
and it's a rivalry.
Yes.
I mean, it's Angel Reese, it's Caitlin Clark, right. And honestly, Kim Mulkey's a complete psycho. So, like, I'm in. I need to see Kim Mulkey. Glitter blazer, maybe holding a folding chair and hitting somebody. Like, I'm in. I will watch this tonight, and I don't find women's basketball particularly entertaining because it's played below the rim, and I'm
correct.
So conditioned to the men's game.
Correct.
That doesn't mean they're not skilled.
Oh, they're
incredibly skilled.
Yes, they're great shooters.
But it's very hard for me to watch. But tonight, based on last year where Angel Reese did the whole John Cena routine,
right.
Put the ring on it. Caitlin Clark, I get tired of having to hear about her, but fine. Here it is, biggest stage. You got aced out by this team last year. Plus, you got the backdrop of Kim Mulkey going after newspapers left and right. By the way, rightfully so. These newspapers are crap. But my point is, I mean, honestly, this whole, Kim Mulkey's dad, it's like, that's the article?
It was a profile piece of her life, and so she didn't like it when... Because she didn't talk to them, all the quotes were actually from her own book. So she shouldn't have been pissed.
That's the problem with writing a book, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. She shouldn't have been pissed. But tonight, it's compelling.
Okay, so if you are like me, I have not watched. Well, I've watched a piece or two. Like I did see the Cardoza Angel Reese showdown and watch pieces of that. I've seen the highlights of a girl for Iowa State who's the center. Audie Cooks or whatever her name is, and she put up like 50 points,
right.
And you're like, how the hell? But like, I will actually tune into this a little bit tonight.
Just yes.
Because I'm so disenfranchised. Like the NBA right now. First of all, forget about the Pistons.
Yeah.
I'm a Celtics fan. I don't tune in on a nightly basis. It's a bad product. Alert me when the playoffs start. Baseball, yes. However, 159 games to go for the Tigers.
Right.
I got time.
This is for a trip to the Final Four tonight. This
will be Wings depending on how they're playing.
Yep.
And I will actually attempt to watch a little bit of the Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese throwdown.
And believe it or not, and I can't believe I'm saying, the second game is going to be interesting too, USC against UConn.
What is that girl's name for USC?
Juju Watkins.
Watkins.
Yes. And she has the potential. She won't score as many points probably as Caitlin Clark in her career, but she is could be.
She'll take double the shots, though.
Yes, the best all-around player.
But, like, is the average fan in Detroit going to flip this game on tonight?
I think so. 248-539-9797. Are you watching tonight? Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese or, okay, We don't want to like spotlight players. LSU versus Iowa.
Why can't you spotlight the players? It's the only reason I'm tuning in.
I know people don't like that for some reason.
Well, too bad.
I know. Okay, so the defending champs against Iowa, Wings Lightning, or Tigers Mets.
Why can't it be all of it?
Well, some people only have one TV.
Now it's called a remote control.
I know. That's what I'm going to do.
And if you cut the cord, it's your problem. It's not my fault. You're going to have a pinwheel rolling around when you try to turn the channel.
Although some people say the YouTube TV is the best because you can watch like six games at once.
Multiple, yes.
Yeah, but then you're asking for a seizure. You can't do that. All these people, how many TVs in your man cave? It's like, dude, if you have six TVs, you have zero.
Right.
You cannot focus on six college football games. It's not possible.
I know. I get
it. You're just going to have a seizure. The EMS are going to be over. It's going to be a disaster.
I get it.
248-539-9797. David, are you watching this tonight?
Yeah, I was already planning to watch tonight. I love the women's game. It's so much better than the men's right now. So, yes, I am watching tonight.
Are you doing one of these ESPN first take routines, or do you mean this?
I'm serious. I've been watching the women's basketball games for a long time, even more now. That there's names here with Caitlin Clark and Juju Watkins.
Okay, since it is below the rim, is it because of the fundamentals? They pass the ball. What is it?
It's just they have names. There are no names in the men's game right now. There's not many.
That's a valid point.
So there are names, and they're good. They're really good.
Reason we know Edie, he's been there since 1993.
Correct.
And I love this whole thing, too, where they're like, well, he's hard to officiate like Shaq. Shaq was a one of one. He was the greatest modern center to be born. He was designed in a not fat Shaq the late years. Not the big leprechaun in Boston.
I was going to say, your Celtic.
Not the Shaqaliers. Shaq proper at LSU and with the Magic. No.
Yes.
Unbelievable athlete. Dude, Zach Edey, God love him, and he's not a bad kid.
No.
I don't have a bad thing to say about him.
Did you like what he said about Rick Barnes?
But he ain't great.
He said, I wanted to go to play. He didn't want me. He didn't even look at me.
None of us did.
I know.
Besides, we all know that Purdue did some blood oath with Satan to always have a seven-footer. Now they got a ginger one coming in next year. They got a redheaded Edey next year. After they had already had Ivan Drago. That kid's name?
Yes, I know.
And then I know exactly what you mean. I can't take it. They've had seven footers
then they
for 20 years.
They had the one kid who got injured at LCA one year. Like he broke his arm.
LCA?
During the NCAA tournament one year.
Not Spencer Haas.
It might have been him.
You're talking the seven footer before him.
Yeah. I don't know.
Let me go look.
Whatever. Yeah.
The point I'm making it's not fair. Zach Edey can't be mad at any of us. He was born to go to Purdue. It's all they have.
Right.
They build spaceships. They have a sweatpants wearing mascot, and they have seven footers.
But I thought it was, what I like about him is more off the floor than on the floor. Did you see when they cut the net down? First of all, he need a ladder.
There.
He didn't need a ladder.
Yeah.
But he gave Gene Cady a part of it.
Well,
I thought
that
was pretty cool.
I like that.
Yeah.
And I miss the characters of college basketball. Here we go. I sound like Clint Eastwood and Gran Torino again.
Gene Cady, the greatest.
My lawn. I miss the celebrity coaches. I miss them.
The Big East. That's all
it's why I so desperately wanted Rick Pitino back.
Yeah.
I wanted a play-in game in Dayton. Izzo's leisure wear versus Pitino's white suit. There's no coaches I care about anymore.
I know.
None.
248-539-9797.
Ticket text, David.
No chance I'm watching the women's hoops, Wings, and Tigers tonight.
Okay.
Someone else says, I might watch it for a second, but that's about it. You usually can't hold my attention that long.
And I agree with that. That's why I'm mixing it in. But if there was one game, if you ever wanted me to watch one women's basketball game, it would be tonight because of a pre-existing rivalry. The fact that Angel Reese had to come out and go, believe it or not, we don't hate each other,
right,
which is code for we do. And then you have an insane coach in a glitter pantsuit that's going to be doing something insane. I got to tune in for a little bit.
There are a lot of characters in this woman. Dawn Staley, she's a great coach, but she goes at it a lot, too.
And the team's also like 40-0.
I know.
And Cardoza, the Brazilian center they got, is absolutely just, she kills people.
I know.
So, no, I will watch. Can I tell you I'll be glued to it? No.
All right, more importantly, what's the line? Did you do it on Cash the Ticket?
No.
Oh, come on.
No, Stoney. I know the line because I saw it on ESPN earlier. Okay. So I'm not telling you from, I would have no idea what to do or where the money is.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
Iowa minus 1.5.
Okay.
No, we're not doing, I'm not doing this with you. Mike, I don't. I don't know how to bet women's hoops. I don't know what's important, what's not. Please.
But you know people who do.
Who?
I don't know.
I don't know anyone who bets women's basketball.
I think, come on, you're Mr. Cash the Ticket. You have to have, you must have a women's basketball insider somewhere.
No, I do not.
I would take LSU.
Hey, congrats, you're hired.
LSU with the money line is what I would take. They're not losing to Iowa. Not losing.
Okay, what do you want me to argue?
We'll
get to the callers next. All right. Yeah, David, what do you want me to say?
That LSU money line and USC.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, straight to the people. Stoney has got hot takes only. He's got a J.J. McCarthy thing we're going to get to a little later in the hour, but we're asking you. I mean, this is... I don't know what you would compare this to, but is this the biggest women's college basketball game in the history of women's college basketball? For interest purposes, it might be.
I think there was I don't remember what year, because I'm certainly no historian when it comes to women's hoops.
Here goes Stoney. You know, I watched Cheryl Miller live.
No, it was after Cheryl Miller. So one of the Connecticut-Tennessee games. I remember
the old Pat Summitt,
like Candace Parker days.
Yeah, Pat
like
Summitt versus Gino when they hated each other.
Okay, yeah. But you get my point.
Yes, exactly.
This is as big of a spotlight moment for the sport as there is. I will watch the Wings tonight. I will have this game as a piece of the pie. Now, Tigers. All of this is dependent on if the Wings are really in it. Yeah, I'm opting out of this, and I'll be on the Wings third period.
Right.
But, I do want to watch some of this. I get tired of hearing about Caitlin Clark. I may as well watch her play.
Well, since you don't go on social media, you could actually DVR the women's game and go into the Doug Karsh bubble and then watch it without knowing after the Wings game.
Well, I don't need to do that. I just remote control. Beep, bop, boop, bop.
Okay. I know.
That's what the last button was created for.
Well, I know.
What am I doing here?
I know what you said. You wanted to just lock in on the Wings.
No, I'll do what's necessary. Okay. The Doug Karsh bubbles for losers. That's ridiculous.
Sometimes it's good.
All right, let's go to Courtney 97.1. Courtney, how you doing?
Hi. How are you?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
I am a longtime listener, first-time caller. I absolutely love the show, just so you know.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And yes, you're welcome. And yes, I will be watching tonight. I also wanted to thank you for bringing up women's basketball. I was wondering last week, I was like, I'm going to call him and give him some crap about not really bringing it up, which I understand. It's not the most exciting, but tonight's game is. So
yeah, I think tonight it kind of,
Courtney, I want to choose the right words. It kind of goes mainstream in a way. No, like you know how sometimes somebody is a musician and they cross over to become a movie star. Mm-hmm. In this sense, yeah. Women's basketball in this matchup tonight, I think it crosses borders into you don't have to be a fan of the sport to at least go, hey, I want to check that out.
Right. You watch social media yeah. and see the NBA players who are not playing tonight. They will be watching and tweeting more about that than their own.
Yeah. And I'm excited for the rivalry. Like you said, you can't deny Caitlin Clark's talent, but like my dad and I always say, she's a bit of a crybaby. So I'm looking forward to Angel Reese giving her a hard time. So
yeah, like
I'm excited to watch.
And you know what I like? I mean, Courtney, I feel like I'm having a very old man day here, but like rivalries are largely dead in sports. This is one of the rare moments. This is a rivalry.
Yes.
I you know, good on Angel Reese saying what she said yesterday, but no, I don't think these two hang out. I don't think these two like each other.
I kind of do.
And she's doing this thing, yeah. The whole John Cena thing. Like,
But I think that's just trash talk, which is fine.
Well, give us more of it.
Yeah, that's great. But I think they kind of respect each other and like each other.
Yeah, I know, but I like it. Once the game was already over and she's like, give me the ring.
Yeah.
Let's go. Well, I'm like, this is great.
I know. That was awesome.
And then, of course, she was vilified. You can't do that to Caitlin.
Caitlin does it every game.
Right.
Please. You're watching a masterclass in media narrative.
Right.
Please. Let's go to Paul. 97.1. Paul, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Mike. Michael Stone, how are you, old buddy, old pal?
I'm fine, Paul.
That's good. All right, man. You guys really work together. I got to say, this show gels when Stoney fills in.
Thank you.
The Godfather, brought to you by Speaker City.
I already gave him the compliment of the century, but it doesn't matter anyway.
What's up?
Caitlin, great call. It's always good to hear women call the show. Hey, look, I'm going to preface this call by saying I'm perfectly fine turning in my man card. If the callers and texters deem it necessary, I'm exclusively watching this game tonight. There is no doubt that I will not deviate from LSU Iowa State.
Now, first of all, it's Iowa, but that's okay.
Hold on. Wings are tied at 2 in a third period tonight. No?
No.
Wow.
No.
Okay.
I'm Mike, I gave up on the Red Wings. I just did. I you know me, I'm a hockey nista, and I just don't see it with this Wings team.
Paul, let me ask you a question. Who are you rooting for, Caitlin and the Hawkeyes or Angel and the Tigers?
Caitlin.
Okay.
Caitlin and the Hawkeyes, absolutely.
Why?
Because I love the attention that women's basketball is getting. She's leading the charge. She busted Pistol Pete's record. She's the darling of America.
I can't. Paul, I love you. You are a gold star
caller.
Two
different sports. You can't mix that.
Paul, you kill me with the Pistol Pete thing, my brother. Please, Pistol Pete wasn't allowed to play as a freshman. Pistol Pete didn't have a three-point line.
Right.
It is not the same record. I can't do the media narrative.
No.
Just not the same. Now, second of all, here, ask me who I'm rooting for.
Who are you rooting for,
Angel
Mike?
Reese. I hope she dunks on Caitlin Clark. I can't wait. And then she does the Cena thing. And then I don't care. I like a good villain.
Yeah.
I'm in. I can't take any more of the Caitlin Clark stuff. Let's go LSU. Plus, I like LSU. Like, just from my trip there this fall.
Right.
And Kim Mulkey's insane. I'm in.
I'm not a Kim Mulkey fan.
I didn't say I was a fan.
Okay.
I said she's insane.
That's true.
What part of insanity is fandom?
That's a good point.
She
is insane.
I don't know. I've had enough. I need... give me Angel Reese. Let's go. Right. That's what I'm rooting for tonight.
Family.
Do we still have the Brian Kelly in the system? Hold on, let's give this a spin back. I need this. Family. I mean, you're like, Brian, that's not how you...
No.
No, you're from New England.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize Foghorn Leghorn had showed up to the broadcast. My family. What? I said it all. I say. Right. It is still one of the craziest press conferences or basketball arrivals you've ever seen. I'm here with my family. And I'm like, well, if you know the backstory of that deal, that wouldn't totally be true, would it?
No.
Let's go to Steve, 97.1. Steve, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm well. I don't have a rooting interest in the game per se. I've definitely tricked my girlfriend into coming to eat down with me at the casino so I can be close to the sports book. Not betting on it at all. Just want to see it and know it's going to be a really high energy game. Because, Mike, I'm with you. I don't particularly care for the women's game. I'm conditioned to like slam dunks and certain things that come with the men's game. But this game is going to be so full of energy. And I'm almost sure that the winner of the women's national championship is probably coming out of it.
No one's beaten South Carolina yet. But you know what? Hey, Steve, I'm with you. It's something. You know what it is, Steve? We are so desperate for things that are appointment viewing. We've gotten to a point in sports where so few of the games actually matter when we really think about it. Like if you're a Pistons fan or like if you're a Tiger fan, I have no qualms if you say I'm excited about baseball and I simply want to have it on tonight and relax. I get it. But how important is it or what's the draw to it? This is the only thing tonight along with Wings and Lightning. And that's even if you like hockey at all.
Love hockey.
Yeah, so those are the two. And if the Wings show their ass like they generally do against good teams, Saturday notwithstanding, I won't have a reason to go over there because it'll just make me sad.
Yeah, absolutely, because this was supposed to be the year that they made the playoffs and it's looking real bleak right now, unquestionably.
I'm ready. Now, hold on. Does Angel Reese dunk?
He has before.
I need that tonight.
That would be awesome.
I need that tonight.
I've never seen Caitlin Clark dunk. Does she dunk?
Nah, you won't.
She just shoots it from the logo.
I want Angel Reese to dunk on Caitlin Clark tonight. And then Mulkey runs on the floor for like a high five and a glitter. Her clothes are made by a local boutique. Do you know this? That's a local Baton Rouge business.
Oh.
And she designs like every, if you can't tell. I mean, he's.
Yes.
Wow. I tell you, those outfits are so
They're crazy.
Would you wear that on Sportsworks after what you wore last night?
Oh, yes. Yeah, check it out. I don't know. I once dressed as a woman on Channel 7.
No, that's not what I was referring to. Would you wear a Kim Mulkey? What if we got Stoney for draft week? A Kim Mulkey blazer. Would you wear that on the works?
Like a male's blazer? Yes. Yes. Yeah, a male blazer, yes.
David, do you remember when we were shopping for your Bishop outfit? There might be a happy medium here.
I think there is, yes.
Draft week's approaching, Stoney.
I know.
You better make some arrangements.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
248-539-9797. Stoney in for Rico. Michael be back from doing nature's course, so to speak, in a second. Meanwhile, let's go to Mello in Detroit. What's up, Mello?
Mello in Detroit. I appreciate y'all taking my call.
Thank you.
Stoney, it's a pleasure. I'm going to tell you, Stoney, it's a pleasure. I've been rocking with you for quite some time, so it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Here's the thing. I'm so surprised that nobody called in with this assessment, but for those of you who don't know, this will be the Larry Bird versus Magic Johnson female version of college basketball. So, yes, I'm tuning in. I got the popcorn. I got the pizza. I even convinced my wife to watch it because she's familiar with Reese from LSU.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to be very entertained, and this will change the WNBA forever. This is the female version of Magic versus Bird. I'm interested to hear what you guys have to say about that. But from here going forward,
you know what, Mello? I think that's an interesting comparison. Although they have played before, Magic and Bird didn't.
Right.
Magic and Bird's was also for the championship. This is just to get into the Final Four. But as far as the hype and all that stuff, you're correct, Mello. This is it's analogous to Bird and Magic. There's no doubt about it because they are the two biggest stars in their collegiate sport right now.
Well, just give it one more year to let it marinate, to let both of them hone in on their games and get, you know, just get a little more season.
Caitlin Clark's already said she's gone to WNBA, and I'm sure Angel Reese will be too.
Exactly. And just one more thing. I do want to date myself because I've been around since the Detroit Shock years, and I've watched female basketball evolve over the years. And the number 6 or number 7th female player on the roster now is a complete 180 of what that person used to be back in the day.
Yeah, Ruth Riley couldn't play in today's WNBA. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. These females today, I mean, I love the game. I love to watch the game because it's far more interesting now to see the athleticism that has, that's just basically to the forefront these days. I mean, it's...
But thanks, Mello. The superstars in any sport... In any era, if they're superstars, they could be superstars in any era because of the training differences and things like that. So, like, you know, Lisa Leslie and Nancy Lieberman and people like that, they'd be great today.
What is happening here?
He was making a comparison. He was saying that the athletes from the WNBA, when the Shock were good, couldn't even, you know, be like 6th or 7th.
I disagree with that. I don't think that's true.
If they're good, they're good.
Generally speaking,
because the training, it's everything's different. Everything evolves. Will Chamberlain would still be great today, you know?
I don't know, man. The advent of camera phones, he would have got himself in
some trouble. Well, that's probable.
He may have had a couple of sit-downs with Commissioner Silver. We'll just leave it at that. 248-539-9797. Do you have your Tiger overreaction?
Yes.
Because you want to do the JJ thing at 5.
Yes.
You've got a major JJ McCarthy opinion.
Well, from somebody who's a hell of a lot, I respect a hell of a lot more than me.
All right.
No. Not him.
Okay.
Not him.
And now you got my attention.
Okay.
You have Tiger overreaction.
Tiger overreaction from 3 games. They play the Mets today. They won. They're 3-0. Everybody knows 3-1-1 games. 2 games where their offense was what we expected them to be, which was Not very good, but they still won. And on Saturday, they scored a lot of runs.
So I have to grade whether this is an overreaction or not.
Yes, pretty much. The starting pitching, with the exception of Kenta Maeda, is top-notch, borderline elite. Overreaction.
Slight overreaction when you invoke the term elite.
Yes.
But I think their pitching is very good.
Mm-hmm.
And I here's what I'll tell you. Maeda, every April, looks like Tanana the late years. I think you'll like him. Give him a few to warm up the engines.
Right.
But Maeda is going to, I think, be a solid arm for you.
Right. Jack Flaherty looked like Ryan Zimmerman and...
he did it again.
Jordan Zimmerman. You know what it's like? It's like when I called Denzel Valentine Darnell Valentine all the time.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, maybe we got Darnell the day they lost to Middle Tennessee State, because it sure wasn't.
Darnell Valentine was a good college player. Anyway, I digress.
Well, Carlton Valentine. All right,
father, who chose between American and Michigan State and chose Spartan.
God help me, please. Just go ahead. What about Jack Flaherty?
Jack Flaherty looked great. So he and, you know, he reminded me of Jordan Zimmerman and Green at the beginning of their Tigers starting careers. Hopefully that would continue. Who knows?
I think that's an overreaction based on he hasn't been good since 2019.
Okay. All right.
And the health is always a problem.
The bullpen between Foley and Shelby Miller and Holton and Chafin, he gave up that one home run. Now, with the exception of Alex Lang, who looked more like Artie Lang, the bullpen was incredible.
Not an overreaction.
Yeah.
I think their pitching and bullpen are what are going to keep them in it, because the offense is vomit-inducing.
Okay, so let's get to the offense.
Okay.
All right. Overreaction. Torque needs to get his act together, or he's going to have a start like he had last year.
Overreaction. Okay. Stand down. Okay. It's three games. Well,
that's what we're saying. It's because it is
this
three
is
games.
I still believe Torque will hit 30 home runs.
All right. Colt Keith looked overmatched by Major League pitching.
A complete overreaction and slanderous.
Mark Canha looks like a good signing.
Complete overreaction. Okay, once we got to the offense, he lost his mind.
Well, I wasn't all positive.
Jesus. Three games, you're ready to talk about Mark Canha being just fine.
It's fine. And not great. Fine. Parker Meadows could be the fastest white tiger since Gibby.
How about he could be the fastest guy in baseball?
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
No, he's fast. Yeah. Like, he's... Here's what I like about the Tigers. There's a profile to the players they're attempting to acquire,
mm-hmm.
where I think the athleticism is there. Colton Keith, Riley Green, you know, they tried it with the Akil Baddoo thing, Parker Meadows. There's a quotient here. Like, you have to be an athlete to go from playing second to learning third with Jace Jung. Like, I think in that sense, I like what some of their plan is. They want to be an athletic team. They want guys that are versatile. And yes, you can laugh and say, well, baseball, you just stand there. No, to learn different positions, right. You need different range factors. You got to be an athlete.
And the, as you call it, the Frankenstein third base has done okay in three games.
Complete overreaction.
Three games. I mean, Urshela's got two hits. Banya's got two hits, including the game winner yesterday.
Well, that's it. That settles it. Third base is locked up.
No, it's overreaction.
Listen,
exactly.
Here's the thing. It doesn't matter in the short term how you win games, right? Just win.
Yes.
The White Sox, if it's not for the Oakland A's, I think the White Sox are the worst team in baseball.
And come to Comerica Park and see the Athletics.
Fine, because the job in this first 11 games is to get out to a nice start.
Yes.
Be 9-2, be 8-3.
Yeah.
You're playing White Sox, who are garbage, the Mets, who are garbage, I just lost my train of thought.
The Athletics.
The Athletics,
and
the who are garbage. Now, the Pirates are off to a 4-0 start.
The Pirates always get off to a good start,
and I'm not
seems.
Ready to go crazy.
No,
there.
I know.
But my point is, let's get out. You haven't been above 500 after the month of April since 2016.
Yes.
Let's
All right.
Just start there.
Two more overreactions.
Oh, God.
Okay, maybe.
Stay away from the offense. We'll be okay.
Jason Benetti was unbelievable, and I want to listen or watch every game when I don't have Dan Dickerson on.
I think he is the biggest offseason acquisition they made, which is both a blessing and a curse.
Yes. They spend more on the scoreboard than they did on their offense. Also, the home run celebration could be the worst thing I've ever seen.
Explain to the people who didn't dedicate their weekend watching.
Okay, last year, their home run celebration that every team does in the dugout was basically a Red Wing thing. They went and had a hockey stick there. The guy who hit the home run put the helmet on. They took a shot on goal and whatever. That wasn't good enough for this year. They tried to change something new. Try something new. It was Spencer Torkelson's idea, I found out, to do a home run celebration when you put a spear and put two or three pizzas on it. Not real pizzas, but, you know, fake pizzas on it.
Mm.
And his explanation was, well, our owner owns Little Caesars, and it's really good pizza. So, and there are 2 years of celebrations. One is dedicated to the Red Wings. The next is dedicated to Little Caesars. What's next? Motor City Casino next year? And in 2 years, the abandoned buildings of 313 District Detroit? We got an abandoned building to celebrate, to do high fives with?
David, take over.
I'm putting the third base outside. That's enough now. Okay.
Talk about selling out to your ownership.
It's the district celebration where everyone goes silent because there's no one there. It's like when they freeze out a guy when he hits a home run, he comes back to the dugout. Nobody talks to him.
I have a little train there. It'll be the fake queue line.
Yep, time to turn his mic off.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.